Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show, everybody. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, here once again in a program with Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Program. And I am very happy, humbled, proud to be a part of the Doug Steffen Show. Heard nationwide, of course, on hundreds of radio stations. And I always try to prepare something that I think my audience wants to hear. And usually what I prepare is an extension of the questions that I am faced with daily in my clinical practice in Salt Lake City. You can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com, just like it sounds. And also ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is the nutritional end of my practice and what I'm involved with. And so we do, I have a full-time nutritionist in the office, Trudy, and she is just phenomenal. I mean, I thought I knew some things about nutrition, having been counseling in nutrition for almost half my life, and I just turned 73, but she can just run circles around me. So you can get information to a greater degree on any current situation you may be going through nutritionally by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com and signing up for the symptom survey. It's over 200 questions. And by answering these questions, most of which do not apply to you, the questions are oriented towards various bodily systems, the digestive system, the elimination, the immune system, skeletal system, muscular system, things like this. And some of the questions you'll read it and say, oh my goodness, that's me. And most of the questions you're going to kind of wonder, well, you just ignore them. Don't pay any attention to them. And we would get back to you with about a half hour consultation and explain what we see in the results that you provided in answers to the questions. And so we have been able to help people nationwide, in fact, outside the country, a lot of people in Canada, for that matter, with understanding what their symptoms mean. And in modern healthcare parlance, it's kind of like, well, you have a disease or you don't have a disease. And that's not how we look at it. The way we look at it in the clinic is your body is dealing with a certain kind of imbalance, metabolic imbalance, neuromuscular imbalance, sympathetic, parasympathetic system imbalance, some kind of digestive imbalance. And it will show up as certain symptoms, and in modern medicine, it gets a disease name put on it. But to us, it's an imbalance. And when we can address the reasons for that imbalance, suddenly the disease disappears. And that's been the premise upon which we have operated for decades. So it's symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I just wanted to start the program off with that. Now, a question that comes up almost every holiday season, and no, it's not about sugar. Although I have some comments, some recent reports that came out regarding cancer and sugar. And if I have time before the end of the show, I'll try to address that. It's what's the best diet? And it's interesting that people ask me going into, you know, we just came out of Halloween, and we're going to be going into the fall holiday season and winter, and where we will be eating an awful lot of things we don't normally eat, and overeating, which I have to confess I will be guilty of myself in the coming weeks. It's interesting to say, well, what's the best kind of diet? And I will ask them, well, what are you doing now? Are you dieting now? Have you dieted in the past? What's worked for you? What hasn't worked for you? Most things don't work because a diet is, we look at a diet in the sense of some short-term thing we're going to do to lose weight. Some people go on a diet to feel better, but the majority of people are trying to lose weight. And they look at a diet, as I said, well, we'll do, how long do I have to do this? And when I hear a patient ask me that, I know they're not really, they're just trying to assuage their guilt or their ill feelings or whatever else about their weight. And they're not really serious about it because it's not a matter of diet. It's a matter of lifestyle change. It's your lifestyle that put on the weight, and the lifestyle has to change if you want to get rid of the weight and keep the weight off. And it's amazing how many foods that are absolutely delicious, let alone nutritious, that will not lead to weight gain exist out there that a lot of people are just simply not aware of. So the diet that I promote is the Weston A. Price Foundation diet. And if you've been listening to me on the Doug Steffen Show long enough now, you know how much I promote the Weston A. Price, just like it sounds, W-E-S-T-O-N A. Price, P-R-I-C-E.org. And just the amount of information there, it is a lifetime of reading and study. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and Doug will be joining me before too terribly long. But I always try to introduce some new ideas to Doug's listening audience regarding health and healing and the natural approach to health as opposed to the chemical approach to health. And I am not here against medicine. Medicine certainly has its place in the sense of emergency procedures and saving lives. But beyond that, when medicine tries to address chronic problems, it has some serious deficiencies because most chronic problems are brought on by our lifestyle and our dietary choices that often lead to malnutrition in certain areas of the body that will present as disease symptoms. And when those malnutritive issues are addressed, it's amazing how much better you can feel and how quickly you can do so. So in that context, I wanted to talk about the difference between the Weston A. Price Foundation diet and the paleo diet, because a lot of people who haven't really studied dietary possibilities, have heard about the paleo, or they heard about the Atkins, or they heard about the carnivore, or something that is drastically different than what they've been doing. Now, what I'm going to say here, I'm not trying to attack anybody personally. I just want to provide some information here that a lot of people experience short-term benefits from the paleo diet, especially people who have suddenly realized the standard American diet or a vegan diet or a vegetarian diet is leaving them with cravings and serious deficiencies. And so they decide, well, we've got to do something, and rather than wait for New Year's resolutions, we ought to do something now. And so I get hit with this question at least two or three, maybe four times a week in the 4 days a week that I'm in my office. And I always send them to WestonAPrice.org to study the Weston A. Price Foundation diet. That diet is based on the research of Weston A. Price, a dentist back in the 20s and 30s, who traveled the world and studied various indigenous peoples who were very much separated from any other groups that he studied. People in the South Polynesian Islands, people in the High Alps, people in the deserts of the Middle East, people that are up in the north of the Arctic Circle. And one thing that was absolutely consistent with all these different groups that presented with no arthritis, no cancer, no heart disease, no diabetes in the group at all whatsoever, the one thing that was consistent were high-fat diets, animal fats, high animal fat diets. And so when you come off the standard American diet that is loaded with bad fats, there is a change that needs to take place, and you have to do it slowly. But I wanted to compare the paleo diet with the Weston A. Price Foundation diet, because a lot of people will rush into the paleo diet, and they will start feeling better. Anytime you get off the standard American diet, and what do I mean by that? By eating foods out of a box, a bag, and a can. By eating foods that are produced by fast food outlets. Spending an awful lot of your dietary experience in restaurants because you don't have time to do anything else. Rather than good, back-to-nature, home-cooked meals. And so people as a whole in my clinic are much more familiar with the term paleo diet than they are the Weston A. Price Foundation diet. And so what I wanted to do was to compare these in the hopes that I can inspire you to go to the Weston A. Price .org website and start looking around. Now, so I'm going to go through rather quickly, but I'm going to go through animal foods, meat, organ meats, poultry, pork, seafood, raw animal food, eggs, vegetables, fruits, grains, legumes, nuts, and several other things in comparing these two diets to show you the diet that Dr. Price discovered in these various groups around the planet that provided beautiful dental arches, wide, strong jaws, and wide bones in the skull, where these people didn't have, in fact, they didn't have any cavities, let alone not having major diseases. They didn't have cavities. And they produced beautiful, healthy babies from the pregnant moms. And interestingly enough, in these groups, they always made sure that the pregnant mothers had the best food sources of everybody in the community. Now, we're going to go to a break here in a few moments. And when we get back from it, I want to go into the specifics of these two diets. And you follow along here, and you'll see that there's a big difference between what is promoted as a good, healthy paleo diet and what I ask my patients to follow. As their dietary changes take place. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I will be right back after the break.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And so I have some information for you that I think you will appreciate. But I'm going to go through these various categories. As far as animal foods are concerned, the Weston A. Price diet, you eat the whole animal. The meat, the fat, the organ meats, the bones that are prepared in such a way through broth formation, the cartilage, the skin, especially with poultry and pork. In the paleo diet, the emphasis to only eat lean muscle meats. Don't eat the fat. And I don't like that. That's difficult on the kidneys. As far as meat in general is concerned, the meat should be pasture raised for the higher levels of minerals and vitamins, especially the fat-soluble vitamins. Minimal hormones, minimal antibiotics, minimal harmful chemicals, and you always eat the meat with a fat. And if meat is lean for a particular cut that you've chosen, you want to prepare it with added fat. In the paleo diet, they prefer pasture-raised meat because it's lean. They don't like fat. Now, organ meats, with Weston Price, more important than muscle meat are the organ meats. And why? Because that's where the nutrition of the animal is. There's far more nutrition in the liver, in the kidney, in the heart, that our ancestors ate when they were very healthy people, that we don't eat anymore. We don't consider that being all that healthy. But that's where the nutrition is. The nutrition isn't in the muscles. There's some, obviously. There's some protein there, and there's some fat there. But the muscles are designed to get the animal to move around to where it can find its food or on the other hand, run for its life to feed the organs because it's the organs that keep them alive. And so with organ meats, much more important as far as Weston Price is concerned, no mention of organ meats in the paleo diet. With poultry, you'll always want to eat the fat with the skin. And you can make pate with the livers and the hearts and eat the gizzards because those organs are concentrated with vitamins and minerals. With paleo, no organ meats. And then to eat the meat skinless with no organ meats. With pork, it's okay to consume it if it's been cured, marinated in an acidic medium before it's cooking, or with some kind of lacto-fermented food such as sauerkraut. But stay away from the nitrites. With paleo, no special preparation is needed. Seafood. Wild seafood with the Price diet, particularly shellfish, oily fish. Fish heads. Yeah, you heard me. Fish head soup is loaded with nutrition. And it can be flavored in such a way. It's absolutely delicious. I've tried it in a Japanese restaurant locally. Fish liver oils, fish eggs. And you want to prepare the seafood with added fat and make sure You can eat the skin of the fish so that the skin is prepared in such a way ahead of time. You're not eating scales, mind you, but there's you're eating the skin of the fish. With the paleo, wild fish and shellfish, but no added fat. Then what about raw animal foods? And this is really important because all traditional cultures have consumed some form of their animal food raw. So it's important to include raw dairy, raw meat in some form or another, raw fish in the sense of sushi, or raw shellfish in the diet on a frequent basis because of the important fats that are in these foods. In the paleo, they don't talk about raw animal foods whatsoever. We're going to go to a break here in a few minutes. When we get back, I want to get into eggs, vegetables, fruit, all the rest of these things. You're listening to Jack Stockwell. That is me at the Good Day Health Show. We will be right back.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Missile fired from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen towards a Navy warship, the USS Mason, were not intended for the vessel. That's according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
The vessels were not the intended targets. That said, I can't speak for what the intended target was.
The U.S. is committed to protecting its forces and will take necessary measures. The incident follows numerous attacks on U.S. entities in the region amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. For the first time in 3 months, Americans are expressing increased optimism about the economy. The Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board experienced a 3-point rise in November. However, a lower number of consumers are planning to make significant purchases, such as homes and automobiles, in the next 6 months, largely due to high interest rates. Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I'm going through a comparison, if you're just tuning in, between the Weston A. Price Foundation diet and the Paleo diet. And as I said earlier, a lot of people who will give up the standard American diet and go paleo will start feeling a lot better within a week or two. There's no doubt about it. But that diet will lead to deficiencies and cravings down the road. I've experienced it myself, as many of my patients have. So I am offering as an alternative that you might consider, that you know, when you listen to this, I want you to go to the Weston A. Price .org website and start studying, because the recommendations, the health recommendations there, I promise you, will change your life. So what about eggs? Preferably pasture raised, and the emphasis on the egg yolk rather than the egg white. In the paleo, of course, it's allowed. There's no emphasis on pasture feeding, and they encourage extra egg whites to get more protein. That's the big difference between the two. Vegetables with the Price diet, raw or cooked, always with fat, such as butter. For instance, I could never get my teenage son, Rourke, to eat broccoli when we would get organic broccoli. And he just, no matter how, was even dipping in homemade healthy forms of ranch dressing, he wouldn't eat it. So a patient suggested to me, just cut off the flowerette parts of the broccoli, not the stems, just the flowered part. put it in a little bowl with a good dose of sea salt and butter, and put it in the microwave for about 45 seconds and give that to him. I'm telling you, there's not a drop of anything left in that bowl. It is so delicious when it's prepared with fat, butter, and sea salt. In the paleo diet, raw or cooked, they do not suggest the adding of fat, which I certainly suggest. With fruit, raw or cooked, some fruits more digestible when they've been cooked. But if you can add fat to this, especially cream, raw dairy cream, or at least consume it in the context of a meal at dinner or whatever that has fat in it. In other words, if you had a breakfast of bacon and eggs and you wanted some strawberry or melon or something else, that's a good time to eat that fruit because it's going to be mixed with the fat that's in the other protein foods you're eating for better digestion. In the paleo, they suggest raw, period, with no added fat. Again, they have a problem with fat. Now, what about grains? Well, recommended on the observation that many healthy primitive and traditional peoples that I've talked about included grain in their diets, but they had to be properly prepared to neutralize the anti-nutrients that are present, especially phytic acid that interrupts digestion and interrupts enzyme formation. And almost all grains have phytic acid, something Mother Nature put on the grain to protect it from oxidation. So individuals who've had trouble with grains may be able to eat them if they're properly prepared in advance, especially after following the GAPS protocol, G-A-P-S, Gut and Psychology Syndrome. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcasts and put in GAPS, G-A-P-S, you'll see a bunch of podcasts I've done on that subject. For paleo, they say no grains. And they base that on the theory that Paleolithic people had no grains in their diets. And also because the grains contain various anti-nutrients, which I certainly agree with. But those grains can be prepared ahead of time to make them more digestible to human digestion. Legumes, beans, lentils, that kind of stuff, they should be included in the diet. And they need proper preparation like grains to neutralize the anti-nutrients. And legumes are consumed as a major source of calories by many healthy traditional cultures throughout the world. In the paleo diet, legumes are not allowed for the number one reason that they contain anti-nutrients, but those anti-nutrients can be neutralized if prepared properly ahead of time. Nuts, good to include in the diet, again, after careful preparation to neutralize the anti-nutrients. Mother Nature has made sure that in protecting certain kinds of food sources, mostly for the animal kingdom, that these things were wrapped up in a special shell. And that shell, whether it's a grain or some kinds of nuts, contains certain anti-nutrients. Now, by anti-nutrient, it just simply means it hurts the nutritional quality of the food that's present by the presence of these anti-nutrients, and they can be neutralized. As far as paleo is concerned, nuts are allowed, even though nuts also contain anti-nutrients, but no special preparation is recommended. I do recommend it because you don't need these anti-nutrients interrupting the formation of enzymes that are necessary for digestion. Now, starchy carbohydrates like potatoes, yams, sweet potatoes, they can be included in the diet, and they should be well cooked and consumed with a fat, like butter. I love an occasional baked sweet potato, and I literally baptize that potato in butter and sea salt. And it's some of the most delicious foods that I've had. With the paleo, potatoes and carbohydrates are not allowed. Although the Wolf approach, W-O-L-F, includes sweet potatoes in some of his recipes. Now, what about dairy? And by that, I mean milk, cheese, cream, yogurt, kefir, that kind of stuff. It should be raw. It should be whole. And it should be full fat. It's wonderful food for a growing child. Raw milk, raw cheeses, raw cream, raw yogurt, raw kefir, loaded with calcium, loaded with vitamins and minerals. but it has to be not pasteurized, and it has to come from primarily pasture-raised cattle. In the paleo diet, dairy is not allowed at all. Butter, and butter is usually considered part of dairy, but it's a separate food. You can't eat enough butter, as far as I'm concerned, in the Weston A. Price diet. You can't eat enough butter. It's one of the most healthiest foods on the planet if it came from a clean source. In the paleo, you'd consume it only occasionally, according to Wolf, or in the Cordain approach of paleo, you don't have butter at all. But butter is a wonderful food, especially if you have stiffness in your joints. Because butter that came from grass-pastured cattle, not commercial, have something called the Wolzen factor. And it loosens, literally loosens up your joints. And then meat fats like lard, tallow, chicken fat, duck fat, these kinds of things, you can't eat enough of that either. Forget this idea that these animal fats clog the arteries. That's been disproven enough times now. I can't believe they still push that. But it's not recommended in the paleo diet because it's fat, and they try to keep you away from fat. With oils, no industrial oils whatsoever in either diet. No corn, no soy, no canola. In the Price diet, olive oil and coconut oil are allowed, but the diet needs to include liberal amounts of animal fats. In the paleo approach, they also agree no industrial oils, no corn, no soy, no canola, and very small amounts of olive oil or coconut oil is allowed. In the Price, you can't have enough. Lacto-fermented foods like sauerkraut, sour pickles, this kind of stuff that has been fermented, you can consume that, include it with every meal, because the bacteria that's involved in the fermentation of those foods will greatly assist not only digestion, but a healthy microbiome in the gut. In the paleo, it's considered not worth the hassle, and also a source of too much salt, and they suggest that you take a probiotic pill instead. I maintain the average American is not getting enough salt, not the table salt that is familiar in most homes, but raw, unprocessed sea salt. I really like the Celtic version, but the real salt, R-E-A-L salt, out of Utah is a very healthy salt as well. And most pink Himalayan salts are good. Bone broth, consume it liberally. Bone broth will help heal the gut wall in your intestines. It's not mentioned in the paleo, but bone broths are good, especially if you make it yourself. And then fat-soluble activators. Probably the most important principle in the Weston A. Price Foundation diet, fat-soluble activators, vitamins A, D, and K. And these are, you want to consume liberally of foods that contain them, especially dairy foods and certain kinds of animal fats. Now, in the paleo, the foods that contain fat-soluble activators are just simply not emphasized. They talk about the plant forms of A and K, and Wolf recommends vitamin D supplements. There's an article that Wolf wrote, vitamins A, D, and K, who cares? Well, I care. I care with my patients. And the best forms of A, D, and K are animal-sourced. Then vitamin D. Well, it needs to be consumed as a part of food and balanced with vitamin A. The paleo suggests anywhere from 2 to 5,000 international units a day as a supplement, but with no supporting vitamin A. You've got to have A and D together. And with vitamin A, the animal form of vitamin A is vital to health. Vitamin A-rich foods need to be balanced with foods that contain vitamin D. Now, the precursors, the carotenes that are in plant foods, are a source of vitamin A for humans, but a lot of times they lack the enzymes that are needed for full conversion of the carotene into retinol. But you get the full form when you get it from animal foods. Now, in paleo, they suggest you avoid animal forms of vitamin A, and they claim that adequate vitamin A can be obtained from the precursors that are in plant foods, like anything that's orange, sweet potatoes, carrots, this kind of thing. I don't necessarily agree with that. And calcium. The best source is raw dairy foods. Cultures that don't have dairy foods made use of bones. They would, the fermented fish bones or the bones of small birds or animals that were ground up and added to food. That's, if they did not have dairy, these cultures that did not have disease among them would take the bones of these small animals, grind them up, and put them into their foods. In the paleo diet, it provides only about half of the RDA of calcium, virtually just from plant foods. And oxalic acid, phytic acid, the other mineral blockers make assimilation of calcium from plant foods very, very difficult. But that's the paleo wants you to get it just from that. Protein, with price no more than 20% of your calories. Paleo, 30 to 35%. Fats can be anywhere from 30 to 80% of your calories, with saturated fat predominating. Because when the fat intake is low, the balance of calories needed to come from carbohydrates goes into great imbalance. With paleo, maybe 40% of your calories. And then you can get more information about this, because I'm going to join Doug here in a few minutes. If you go to the Weston A. Price Foundational Diet at WestonAPrice.com, you can get more information. Just like you can go to Good Day Health Show / podcast to get more information that I've said for a long time here on the Doug Show. So stick around. I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few minutes. I'm so happy to be with you today.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Favorite, or certainly one of my favorites. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. It's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner as we focus on you and your health with Dr. Stockwell, who has two fabulous websites. One of them is ForbiddenDoctor.com, in which you can learn all about some of the things that he has spent his research time on, helping people understand their bodies. He and I have been talking about what's going on in my body, and as I've said to both you and to Ken when we talk about me, I don't mind the HIPAA stuff goes out the window because I think people can learn from the things that I'm experiencing, and if I can help people, I'm happy to do so. So you and I have been talking this past week about the fever that I've had and the fact that I've lost 6 or 7 pounds, haven't had an appetite. I had cold sores and stuff, and I just haven't felt myself. I feel better today than I have for a week, but I don't feel great. I don't feel myself. And so you have said you think that I may be going through a cleansing. What would have brought that about, though? What would the body, just say, okay, Doug, enough already, stop. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to flush. Is it that easy?
We're going to flush you out before something worse can happen. Oh. Absolutely. One thing to remember, bugs don't make us sick. It's our body that makes us sick to deal with getting rid of the bug. The bug isn't causing diarrhea. The bug isn't causing vomiting. The bug isn't causing fevers. Our body does that when it senses the presence of something it needs to deal with. We're all full of viruses. We're all full of all of these things, but we don't have every disease that's in the diagnostic manual because our bodies are staying ahead of it. But every now and then, and Chinese medicine recognizes this at least twice a year, the body says, okay, everything's right now. Okay, we're going to dump. We're going to dump what we've been collecting and haven't been able to process for the last 6 months. And you go through what you consider a bad cold, or you go through a bad flu or something like this, because you get feverish and you get vomiting and you get diarrhea and muscle ache and everything else as the body is cleaning itself out, which is why almost always when this experience is over with, you feel 100 times better than you did going into it. because of all of these.
I look forward to that, frankly.
It is
one of those things that is, I don't like, and I've been very fortunate through my life. I've been very healthy. I still consider myself to be a very healthy guy, whether age is a factor or it isn't. I'm not concerned about age so much. I'm concerned about my immune system more than anything else and whether or not this weakens it. But I follow the protocols that you suggest to help my immune system, to build up my resistance, to do all the things with the standard products that I can use that will help keep me on the top of my game, because I do often burn it at both ends of the candle. And so...
And all this travel back and forth, east and west, east and west, east and west that you go through is immunosuppressive because of the time changes and sitting in an airplane with all these other people and everything else.
But I also think that it's very good for me to see my children, my grandchildren. It's great psychological help. And so that helps to tune up your body anyway. I just wanted to, this is a great way for you to understand, folks, what is going on in your body. And if you have these things, the symptoms that I was explaining, or other things, there are all kinds of things. Your body's going to tell you, you know, if you're throwing up or you have the poops or whatever it is. Yeah, the body's trying to get rid of what's in there that ought not to be in there.
Well, if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcasts and just type in immune or immune system, there are several podcasts that go into greater detail about what Doug's talking about.
Yep, the podcasts are fabulous. Jack's podcasts are great. You can also find out, because not only is he a gut specialist, he's a GAPS practitioner, but he's also one of the country's leading NUCA chiropractors. Upper cervical areas are what he specializes in, and you can check that out at jackstockwell.com. Jack has been telling me for weeks that I need an adjustment. My problem is I can't find the time to jump on a plane and go out there and spend a day with you to, you know, do the things that, because a lot of people, one of the most wonderful manipulations, if you will, one of the most maneuvering massages I've ever had, and everything this guy touched hurt. And when I came back on the plane yesterday, I had the worst cramps I've ever had in my life, to the point where I was screaming in the bathroom. The cramps were so bad. I've never had that kind of stuff. So whether that's all of this putting it together,
that's part of the calcium deficiency, Doug.
Yeah. All right.
Muscles won't contract or relax without calcium.
All right. I'm on the calcium kick.
Good.
Thank you, Jack. All right, jackstockwell.com.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.